All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. We had a fun open to the show where Rico opened our hearts and minds and tested the limits of our brains with his conspiracy theory on O.J. Simpson. O.J.'s dead, by the way. I don't know if you saw the news. But
it's everywhere.
Rico had a real conspiracy theory. I want to get to the Red Wings briefly. We talked about this 2 days ago. I got to be honest, I'm just done with it. That loss against the Caps, the way it looked, the result, the whole bit. You know, this show wasn't doing the whole moral victory theater others were doing. Now they're in Pittsburgh tonight. And they're a moderate underdog. I mean, I don't want to invest in it. It's something where if they're ahead and it's the third period, I will turn this on. But I don't want to get hurt again because this team only frustrates. Ever since we had the magical Friday, February 28th, a magical time, and Kenny Gorilla glued a flag to his schwanz, it was a magical Friday.
The fifth flag.
Never go five flags. But we were all excited. Ever since then, the last 6 weeks have truly been, you can call it a playoff push, but you're 5-12-2 in your last 19 games. It's so hard to feel good about it. And having lost to the Caps, a team, Rico, they had lost six straight. The only team with a longer losing streak's the Flyers. I don't know if I'm ready to just dive back in tonight. I kind of am reaching Mocha Joe level where I'm like, you know what? Do me a favor. Exit stage. Just lose. Get out of here. See, had enough of you.
I think you should probably, because tonight's almost like the elimination game. If they lose, you can just say, forget it. I don't need to watch this anymore.
Bit of poetry with Sid the Kid putting you away, even though he's not a kid anymore.
Right. It's over. The run is done. It's not going to happen. They win.
We're back.
You jump back in, and it's like,
only to then lose to Slavkovsky and Montreal in an unprecedented performance.
But tonight, it kind of feels like an elimination type of – it's a feel to that this game. It's like, win this game, we can move forward. We can go on and – we still got a chance at this.
You believe they're winning? That's a no.
No, Kenny, you know what? I'm going to say yes because
they live in the opposite.
Yeah. When you feel like, you know what, this team is done, they're going to come out tonight and win 5-1.
Now, I want you to know I respected your opinion on hockey because we're going to go to a man who has no respect for you, Kenny Cott.
Rico, I enjoy your opinions on hockey.
Kenny.
Kenny, was that inaccurate?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You nailed it. And no, I'm going into this game tonight. This team has beaten the excitement out of me. I used to long for the days of, hey, we're in a playoff push. Things are exciting around town.
This is not fun.
I haven't had fun in like 6 weeks, at least 6 weeks. I haven't had fun since before the losing streak. Exactly. You know what? Exactly.
I would love to know from the people. Look, it's a Thursday night. We got nothing else going on. Don't tell me you're watching Pistons Bulls. Don't do that. Don't lie to me. Seriously. No Tiger baseball. You don't have an NBA team. And the Lions, their night is in 2 weeks. Are you prepared to be hurt again? Or are you taking the approach I'm going to take, which is, I said to you the other day, it was my MSU basketball moment. That loss to Washington felt like MSU's loss to Iowa or Minnesota. And I went, you know what? F these guys. I'm done. If they win, they get in, I'll watch their game, I'll do whatever. But I cannot do this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I think people are going to be in. I think they're ready to be hurt again. I think people are ready to open their hearts because they need this to happen. Because you've invested so much in these last couple of months. Tonight's the payoff.
I want to put the bat signal out there. Hockey Elite, I've got open phone lines. We're talking about your game. And we're not even making fun of it. I just want to know, have you recovered from the game the other night against the Caps? Or have you gotten to spite phase? And spite phase is a dark place. A lot of fans don't want to admit they have it. But it exists in all of us. Even Mr. Holier-than-thou beard over here.
No, it was called John L. Smith's final year.
Right. Now, and again, it pushed you to a limit. Mm-hmm. The spite phase for me is the last, 17, 18, 19 games. Basically, DeBrinket's last 19 games. I'm done. Tired of being disappointed. I'm tired. I mean, even a game they won, I ended up annoyed, was the Columbus game. Like, that was so annoying they needed a miracle against a bad Columbus team. Kenny, they have a cannon. I've reached Latte Larry phase. I just, if they lose, I'd actually be like, F them. I'm just annoyed.
I just can't do it.
I know, buddy.
I'll be on the last guy on the Titanic holding the flag as we're going.
Oh, I'm not mad.
That's what I'm doing.
Not mad at you for it.
Kenny's striking up the band.
If anything, 100%. I'm admitting the ugly side of me as a fan. I'm not telling you I'm proud of it, but I'm not going to lie to my audience. I get very spiteful of teams, and it's almost like I want them to be in pain. Like, I want them to hurt the way that they bother us.
Oh, no. You do. You took some, like, Mike, what does it mean? I just need them to be hurting like I'm hurting right now.
That's it. Okay. That's it.
I just don't watch it.
We have to. I think tonight I'll take a measured approach. I will skip the first period, and I'll let them dictate whether I'm going to participate. I want to know if the people... Where are you at with
it? So you'll keep tabs, and if all of a sudden you see, hey, Wings are up 2-0.
Let's get involved.
They're down 2-0.
Let's see them choke it away.
All right.
248-539-9797. Hockey Elite, the doors are open. Please, tell us where you're at, because I can't do, it's the biggest game. No. That was the other night. And while this game's important, let us be clear, you do not control your own destiny. The fact that this team has put themselves in a position that we have to beg for spare change to get in, I get spiteful of that. People are hanging up on Kenny left and right. Is there a very angry contingent of Hockey Elite? I feel like Kenny is at war with callers right
see,
now.
See, I'm hoping that Kenny is just screening the call saying, no, guys, no. It ranks right up there with, let's just, move up to number 2 in the draft.
No, in fact, they're just not saying anything to him. They're just hanging up.
Yeah. Oh, all right. In my mind, I was imagining Kenny like MFing callers and really getting after it. 248-539. If you do just want to yell at Kenny, please call up. Feel free.
Or we can just play the Minnesota Viking horn.
When you hear this sound, you'll get two tickets to Aerosmith in January 25. Good Lord. All right. Let's let Kenny screen the calls. The hockey elite are lining up. We've got a big game tonight. Eighth caller up next. You get a meet and greet with Steven Tyler. We'll get to you.
I'm Roberto.
We'll get to your calls next. 97.1.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.